feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden in Germany for a day of meetings made his first public comments on the killing of the Hamas leader, Yahya Sinwar.
The death of the leader of Hamas represents a moment of justice. He had the blood of Americans and Israelis, Palestinians and Germans and so many others on his hands.
He said he told Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to make this moment an opportunity to seek a path to peace. Sinwar was considered the mastermind of the October 7th attacks. It's 18 days from Election Day, and Michigan is the destination for both former President Trump and Vice President Harris. They have campaign events today in the state. The Texas Supreme Court halted the scheduled execution of Robert Roberson, who was convicted of killing his daughter in 2002. His supporters include politicians from both sides of the aisle. And NHTSA says it's investigating Tesla's full self-driving system after reports of crashes in low visibility conditions. This is ABC News. He's Andrew Dimbert. Artificial intelligence giving hope to people with ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, the progressive and devastating neurological disease. April Kerner's a mother of three from Maryland. ABC's Rhiannon Alley has her story.
April types what she wants to say with her eyes, and the program generates a voice based on recordings taken from when she was able to speak. For April's kids, it means they get to hear a voice they thought they would never hear again.
Once upon a time, in a small coastal town by the sea.
April sharing her story, told in her own voice.
Despite the difficulties I face, I am determined to keep fighting for my family.
April's condition requires around-the-clock care, but technology is really improving her quality of life.
Beyond Halloween, there's going to be less chocolate and more candy on store shelves. The cost of cocoa is driving up chocolate prices and forcing retailers to cut back on the amounts they stock. Some are turning to candy treats. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Charges are filed against Jesse Vang and Katrina Bauer in the death of Elijah Vu. Manitowoc County District Attorney Jacqueline LaBrie made the announcement at a news conference Thursday afternoon.
Well, I will not comment further on the details of the case out of respect for the ongoing judicial process. I assure you that we remain committed to working with law enforcement to hold those responsible for his death accountable.
Elijah was the three-year-old boy from Two Rivers who went missing in February and whose body was found last month. A bail hearing for Bauer and Vang will be Friday. Vice President Kamala Harris is blitzing battleground Wisconsin with 2.5 weeks to Election Day. She campaigned in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay Thursday. Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan are critical to Harris's chances of winning in November. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Last Friday, the Flambeau River YMCA and Myron Construction held an open house. We spoke with Holly Nowak, Myron Construction's project manager, about the event and what it means to be able to show people what's going on.
What are your thoughts on the project as a whole, and how do you feel about this community day? Like, was attendance what you thought it would be, or are you happy with it?
Sure. It's fun. We love hosting community events like this. We love bringing the community into our construction process and make them feel like they're part of the project. Expose them to things that they may not see every day and help get them excited about their project and their new facility.
Hmm. Well, it is wonderful to be able to tell people about it.
This full interview and an article will be available online at 98qcountry.com. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been your local Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Raymond Sonny Frank Trimble, age 65, of Butternut, died unexpectedly at his home on Tuesday, October 15th. He is survived by his wife, Lori, of Butternut, and by his daughter, Chrissy Trimble, of Park Falls, and by his brother, Bob Trimble, of Loyal, by his sister, Jill Cook, of Lima, Ohio, by Mary Lisa McNellage, of Spicewood, Texas, and by Sharon Hargraw of Gilbert, Arizona, further survived by many nieces, nephews, brothers, and sisters. Funeral service will be held at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Butternut on Saturday, October 26th at 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation to be held Friday, October 25th at the church from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. with a prayer vigil at 7 p.m. and on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Raymond Sonny Frank Trimble, age 65, of Butternut. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
It's the Badgers and the Wildcats. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin takes on the Northwestern Wildcats tomorrow, kickoff at 11 a.m. Head coach Luke Fickell was asked, how has the Badgers' offensive line improved this season?
I would say as much as anything is just their ability to play together. You know, we've had consistency up front in particular across the board. But I think their ability to, you know, figure out what it is that they do well and play together.
NFL, the Packers host the 5-1 Texans on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks losing last night in Dallas, 109-84. The Bucks finished the preseason 1-3. Were the rookies paying attention last night to head coach Doc Rivers?
Well, sometimes they hear you. Sometimes they don't. It's just normal. There's so many things going on in their mind. When I think they're struggling hearing it, I say less. When I think they're open to hearing it, I say more. And you just got to have a good read.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene last night, you heard it right here, where Phillips clinched the conference championship with a 60-12 win over Shawamigan. Congrats to Coach Precor and the Loggers on their undefeated conference season and the win last night. We'll have that game archived for you later today. Also last night, Mellon topped South Shore 52-24. Final week of high school football tonight, and then playoffs start next week. Prentice will travel to Athens in eight-man action. Rib Lake is at Hurley, second place in the conference online, as both teams have one loss in the conference in that Rib Lake-Hurley game up at the North Stars home field. Winter Birchwood will travel to Washburn tonight, and Lakeland, trying to secure themselves a better playoff spot, they'll travel to Tomahawk for an 11-man football game tonight. But conference cross-country going on for the Merrillwood yesterday. Let's take a look at some of the individual results for the varsity boys. Congrats to Gavin Esterholm, conference champion, as he finishes in first place. Other area finishers included Henry Rieger finishing in third place for the Rib Lake Prentice cross-country team. Phillips James Vollendorf finishing in fourth. Rib Lake's Jack Rieger finished in fifth place. Other area athletes had Caleb Scott of Rib Lake taking the ninth place spot. Evan Johnson of Phillips coming in 11th. It was Logan Sokolowski finishing in 13th. Rib Lake's Prentice Reuben Smith finished in 14th for Blake Prentice's Heston Heckman finished in 15th place for Blake Prentice's Jeremy Whittla finished in 17th place. Phillips' Josh Edwards in 20th. And Shawamigan's Cooper Mikulski, top finisher for the Screaming Eagles, as he came in 21st place on the boys' side individually. On the girls' side, Leah Harper of Phillips finishing in 2nd individually. Other top finishers from our area included Sarah Knack finishing in 6th place, and Shawamigan's Haley Bodo finishing in 11th place. You had Phillips' Addie Gabay finishing in 16th, and Tana Henderson finishing in 17th, Shawamigan's Madison Ernst in 18th, and Shawamigan's Addison Boblick in 20th. We'll get you the team results. They weren't available at the time of broadcast here this morning, but we'll get some team results to you a little bit later on, hopefully this morning. And volleyball tournaments get underway coming up on Tuesday. Mercer, a number one seed in Division 5, and Mercer and Prentice on a possible collision course. They've both got a lot of work to do before they get to that point, though. Northwoods and South Shore will play on Tuesday. The winner will get Mercer on Thursday. Mellon gets a first-round bye. They'll wait the winner of Butternut and Bayfield. Butternut, 5-seed. They'll get a home game coming up on Tuesday. The winter volleyball team gets a first-round bye. They await the winner of Lacouderay. They travel to Solon Springs on Tuesday. And Prentice, we mentioned, they get a bye. They get the winner of Solon Springs and Birchwood. They'll play in Solon Springs High School Gym coming up on Tuesday. In Division 4 action, a first-round bye for Wabino Leona. They'll get the winner of Crandon and Shawamigan. They'll play at Shawamigan here in Park Falls on Tuesday. The winner of that goes to Wabino Leona on Thursday. Abbotsford and Washburn will play in Abbotsford. The winner gets to go to Rib Lake. They get a first-round bye. And Phillips are the number 2 seed. They get the first-round bye. They'll await the winner of Cribbets and Hurley. They'll play in Cribbets on Tuesday. And again, the winners will play coming up on Thursday. So tournament volleyball gets underway on Tuesday. And that's a check of your 98Q Sports brought to you by Wolf Farms.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1156.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Mostly sunny and still windy today. We'll get to around 70 this afternoon with wind south at 15 to 25. A few sprinkles tonight, 48 tomorrow. Clouds, a few sprinkles in the morning. More sun in the afternoon with a high of 68. Sunday, sunny with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
98Q Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Give it up for the weekend.
Friday.
Yeah, baby!
A lot of people are saying, wow.
I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
Isn't it fun, you guys? Carving pumpkins for Halloween.
Boogeyman is coming.
What's your name?
Frankenstein.
What are you trying to do, scare me?
Hell right, hell right. Everybody's throwing down on a Friday night somewhere in America.
Celebratory sodas all around.
We're going to the weed store.
I'm going with you, but you're going to need somebody from the streets who can speak the lingo.
I have to say, you have a great smile.
I am very happy to be here. Man, yes, sir.
Now get out of here. Don't come back.
98Q Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. You can try to love her, but you leave your heart.
on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
His eyes are cold and restless, and his wounds have almost healed. And she'd give half a Texas just to change the way he feels. Well, she knows his love's in Tulsa, and she knows he's gonna go. Well, it ain't no woman, flesh and blood, it's that damned old road he goes. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's white in his knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. She does her best to hold him when his love comes to call. But his need for it controls him, and her back's against the wall. And it's so long, girl, I'll see you when it's time for him to go. You know the woman wants her cowboy like he wants his rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white in the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the rain and the joy and pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It'll drive a cowboy crazy, it'll drive a man insane. And he'll sell off everything he owns just to pay to play her game. And a broken home and some broken bones is all he'll have to show. For all the years that he spent chasing this dream they call rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white in the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It's the Bronx and the blood, it's the steers and the mud, and they call the thing rodeo. Wow.
Decorates on the 4th of July, but says every day is independent. teaches school. Some folks say it isn't cool, but she says the pledge of allegiance anyway. He's got the red, white, blue flying high on the bar. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says USA. He won't buy nothing that he can't fix. With WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench, he ain't prejudiced. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says USA. Won't buy nothing that he can't fix. With WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench, he ain't prejudiced. He's just made in America.
Church.
All day, every day.
98 Q Country.
This old man and me were at the bar and we were having us some beers and swapping. Night on cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great, and beer is good, and people are crazy. He said, I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two. About every girl we knew, what all we put them through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death. He lit a cigarette, said these damn things will kill me, yeah. But God is great, beer is good, people are crazy. Last call is 2 a.m. I said goodbye to him. I never talked to him again. Then one sunny day, I saw the old man's face. Front page obituary. He was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. And I drop by today to just say thanks and pray. And I left a six pack right there on his grave. And I said,
God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
Billy Currington at 98Q Country. Joel here, the morning show. How are you? All right, it'll get better. 18th of October, we're getting there. It's another beautiful day. We're in for a nice stretch of weather here. This is, I don't know. I'm torn between being happy for the possibility that northern Wisconsin becomes Arizona and also frightened by the fact that what that will do to our... Because that means, obviously, there's global warming, right? I mean, whether you believe in it or not, that's not the point here. What I'm saying is, if it happens, I mean, if it does, if temperatures do go up substantially, you know, and northern Wisconsin becomes what, you know, Missouri is temperature-wise, are you all right with that? Matters what happens on the backside of it. Do we lose the state of Florida? Does the southern tip of the U.S. now become, you know, New Orleans or whatever it might be? You know, does the finger of the U.S., the Florida, just kind of get, become oceanfront property, as George Strait said? Whatever, I'm just going to try to enjoy the temperatures in the 60s and low 70s here for the next 4 or 5 days. We have our keyword for today, final one of the week. We got several great sponsors, of course, of our backyard barbecue. One of those is Shawamigan Home Furnishings. They give you a place to sit and lay, which is always nice. I mean, that's the very basics, right? And it's nice to have it right here locally. And they do such a great job. So furniture is your keyword of the day. Furniture. If you have not qualified, everybody who qualified for a backyard barbecue has received a text saying, congratulations, you've qualified. So if you did not get that text, then you need to get pitter-patter here. You got to text us the word furniture through the free Civic Media app. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. And then when you get in there, hit 98Q, text us the word furniture, and we'll give you a shot to get qualified here to join us a week from Wednesday, October 30th, at the Lanes here in Park Falls. Congrats to the Logger football team. They are conference champions of the Northwoods East Conference. Do I got that right? I know they renamed that a few years ago, and I have problems with change, but they're conference champions. So congratulations to Coach Precor and the Phillips Loggers. They had a nice win last night over Shawamigan at John McDonald Field. Now, both of those teams are not playoff eligible due to they're just above that enrollment. They're real close, but they're not going to be a part of the eight-man playoffs. So both teams will wrap up their seasons next week. Phillips going to travel over to Green Bay New Lutheran, and they have a fun trip planned over there from what I understand, and Shawamigan will play host to Thorpe next Friday night to wrap up their regular season. So good performance last night. Had a chance to watch most of the first half of that contest, and the Loggers broke off some nice long runs out of that running offense for Coach Precor. Had a real nice night. So congrats again to Coach Precor and the Loggers on the conference championship. We've talked before about how the media, over the last 15, 20 years, it's just crazy how you get your even radio. I mean, some of you right now are probably listening on your computer, maybe on the app, and not listening on the traditional radio. Same thing with TV. Maybe you are getting your TV through streaming now. It used to be, I mean, as recently as 20, 25 years ago, it was the rabbit ears, right? You got the rabbit ears up. You know, they got the channels that come in. You can get those for free. That's hard to do now. You can still do that, but it's getting harder. So you get it through streaming, through the internet, Maybe some of you get it through the cable that comes into your house, through Charter and whatever. Some of you may still get it through DirecTV, Dish Network. There's so many different ways to get your shows and movies. And the movie world, there's kind of a good news and bad news, for my opinion anyway, in the movie industry, is there's a lot of real good documentaries and things being put out there by very talented people that previously may not have happened because they didn't have the studio behind them in Hollywood to do it. And they're able to do it either themselves or do it a lot lower budget. And there's very talented people that are now able to do that, that wouldn't have been able to do that in the past. The bad news is it's hard to find it. It's just hard to find it. If I asked you right now, who are the two biggest couple of big movie stars, all right? Name me a couple of big movie stars. I mean, people, names that people would just say, oh, I know who that is. Oh, of course I know who that is. Who would that be? Of course, you have the older ones. You have the Tom Cruises. You know, you have the Tom Hanks. You go back. George Clooney. Brad Pitt. So Brad Pitt and George Clooney have a new movie out. It's called Wolves. And it's apparently, I haven't seen it. I haven't even seen the previews of it, but I've heard some really good things about it. But it's a Netflix thing, from what I understand. So most people aren't even going to see it. So back in the old days, get your foot off my seat. Back in the old days, a big movie would come out with Brad Pitt and George Clooney, and you would be flocking to the movie theaters. Let's go to the movies. We're going to get some popcorn. It's going to be wonderful. Now it's just like, well, where is it? I don't subscribe to Netflix. I don't want to pay $8 a month. I don't want to subscribe, and then how do I unsubscribe? It's just hard to find. There's a lot of good stuff out there, but it's so difficult to track it down. The first thing I do is when I hear about a good movie or a good documentary, the first thing I do is I Google, where can I watch fill in the blank? And then that right there determines if I'm going to go from there and, and pursue watching it. It usually, for me, it ends right here. I'll look it up. It'll be on a subscription service that we don't have. And I'll say to my wife, I say, hey, there's a really good movie. I said, it's on so-and-so app. You know, it's like $7.99 a month. We could just order it and then cancel it. And my wife will be like, are you going to cancel it or am I going to cancel it? Who's going to cancel this? Are we going to remember to cancel it? Then you set a reminder through Alexa or on your calendar. And then you got to remember to look at the calendar to cancel it. They're making it more difficult is what I'm saying. Oh, I long for the days. I long for the days of ABC, CBS, NBC. I remember when Fox first became Fox. That's how old I'm getting. And everybody's like, Fox, that ain't going to make it. No way that's going to make it. Had the Simpsons on there and all that stuff. And now it's one of the big four as far as the networks go. See, I'm still old school. When I think TV, people say, hey, it's on TV. I mean, what does it mean to you when somebody says to you, hey, it's on TV? Depending on what age you are, you're thinking, well, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, maybe PBS. Now, to the younger generation, when they say, hey, it's on Hulu or it's on Roku or it's on, and you're like, I'm a little too old to Hulu. I'm not going to slip a disc here doing that. What is this Roku thing, you think? If I remember my son, my first time, I told my son when YouTube was kind of becoming the thing many, many years ago. And I said, hey, we can watch it on the YouTube. And he looked at me and he said, the YouTube, Dad? How old are you? The YouTube? And now that's just what we do. a week from don't shake your head because I know everybody's going through it. Even if you're 25 or you're 50, you got younger kids and there's that transition into the next level of media that is just so painful sometimes, so painful. Radio broadcast marathon a week from today. We're benefiting Katkins once a year in the morning show. We do this. We do our broadcast marathon. For many years, we did the Timeout Shelter. Last couple of years, we raised money for the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. And I did the math the other day. I think we have raised about $125,000 on the morning show combined over the many years, the 10 or 12 years, I think, that we have done this. So you, our listeners, have just been fabulous. You have entrusted us with getting that money where it needs to be, and we have used our resources to make that happen. So, do I have a sound effect? There we go. All right. Speaking of technology, I just can't get used to my new. In radio, they call it the hot button, where I have all kinds of little sound effects. I got that right there. I've got the losing buzzer. I got that, and I got the wheel. And I got all the stuff right here. But trying to find that when I need it is just so painful. So let me say it again. To you, our 98Q listeners, thank you for making our morning show fundraisers so successful over the last many years, raising nearly $125,000 for... There we go. There we go. All right, you give me a minute or two and my timing will be absolutely right, spot on, baby. So a week from today, we're doing the Catkins 12-hour broadcast marathon. Now, that day, we are encouraging you to give to Catkins. All right, we'll be doing that. To kind of add a little something to it, we're going to have the folks from Catkins on the air with us. I think we're going to send Gray out to Catkins to do a couple of fun videos out there to put on our Facebook page, too. And also, we have some silent auction items that are going to be available for you to bid on next week, starting Monday. And you can come into the radio station starting Monday. We're going to be all kinds of gift baskets and gift certificates and all kinds of stuff that you can bid on. You can either call and bid, or you can stop into the station and take a look at them. So it's just kind of a way to make it all fun and not just us saying to you, hey, we need some money for this organization. We're trying to kind of make it fun and festive and get everybody involved. So I hope you'll take part in that. If you get a minute this weekend, go to 98qcountry.com. Click on Catkins Fundraiser. There's a very basic list of items. We're going to be adding photos and stuff to that that you can bid on. And we'll close out all of those items that are on that web list next Friday during our broadcast marathon. Looking forward to it. Always a fun time. Let's get you updated. Before we get you updated on what's going on, let's get our presidential fact.
And now for our presidential fact of the day.
That's what I just said. I probably just could have said it, but he does it so much better. George Washington won his two elections with 100% of the Electoral College vote, the only president to ever do so. But when you think about it, it's not as impressive as it sounds. So George Washington essentially ran unopposed in both elections. There were other candidates, but the army generals, by far the most, he was the most popular, and it was just widely expected that he would become the president. So the real race was for vice president, and John Adams won that. Candidates also did not have a whole lot of campaigning to do back then. Would that be nice? So as you get 17 flyers in the mail today. The only people eligible to vote back then were white men who owned property. You had to own property and you had to be white in the first election, a stipulation that excluded 94% of the population could not vote when George Washington was elected president. 94% of the public not eligible to vote. It's crazy. And now I'm getting flyers in the mail from Stephen Cook and Elon Musk telling me who I should vote for. So there you go. It's all come 203, how many years ago that was. There it is, our presidential fact of the day. I feel like we should play that sounder again, but I don't think I have the technical capability of doing it. So instead of doing that, how about we play this?
You're going to end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river.
All right, let's get our news update.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden in Germany for a day of meetings made his first public comments on the killing of the Hamas leader, Yahya Sinwar.
The death of the leader of Hamas represents a moment of justice. He had the blood of Americans and Israelis, Palestinians and Germans and so many others on his hand.
He said he told Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to make this moment an opportunity to seek a path to peace. Sinwar was considered the mastermind of the October 7th attacks. It's 18 days from Election Day, and Michigan is the destination for both former President Trump and Vice President Harris. They have campaign events today in the state. The Texas Supreme Court halted the scheduled execution of Robert Roberson, who was convicted of killing his daughter in 2002. His supporters include politicians from both sides of the aisle. And NHTSA says it's investigating Tesla's full self-driving system after reports of crashes in low visibility conditions. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Charges are filed against Jesse Vang and Katrina Bauer in the death of Elijah Vu. Manitowoc County District Attorney Jacqueline LaBrie made the announcement at a news conference Thursday afternoon.
Well, I will not comment further on the details of the case out of respect for the ongoing judicial process. I assure you that we remain committed to working with law enforcement to hold those responsible for his death accountable.
Elijah was the 3-year-old boy from Two Rivers who went missing in February and whose body was found last month. A bail hearing for Bauer and Vang will be Friday. Vice President Kamala Harris is blitzing battleground Wisconsin with 2.5 weeks to Election Day. She campaigned in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay Thursday. Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan are critical to Harris's chances of winning in November. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, October 26th from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., it's the Northwoods' longest-running home haunt back for their 11th year. Sprexel Slaughterhouse presents Somewhere Under the Rainbow, a haunted house for all ages. A $5 minimum donation per person is appreciated. Children are encouraged to attend before dark. The kid-friendly haunt is still frightening for some children. You may exit at any time. This is 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., one night only, and is a home haunt in a residential neighborhood, so they do ask that you be respectful to the surrounding neighbors. Enter at your own risk. There will be stairs, hills, flashing lights, loud noises, and uneven ground. Open rain or snow. Once again, this is Saturday, October 26th from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. over at 422 Abner Street in Rhinelander. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been your local Civic Media News.
It's the Badgers and the Wildcats. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin takes on the Northwestern Wildcats tomorrow, kickoff at 11 a.m. Head coach Luke Fickell was asked, how has the Badgers' offensive line improved this season?
I would say as much as anything is just their ability to play together. You know, we've had consistency up front in particular across the board. But I think their ability to, you know, figure out what it is that they do well and play together.
NFL, the Packers host the 5-1 Texans on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks losing last night in Dallas, 109-84. The Bucks finished the preseason 1-3. Were the rookies paying attention last night to head coach Doc Rivers?
Well, sometimes they hear you, sometimes they don't. It's just normal. There's so many things going on in their mind. When I think they're struggling hearing it, I say less. When I think they're open to hearing it, I say more. And you just got to have a good read.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Other sports notes, we had cross country going on last night. The Marrowwood cross country on the girls' side. Team results, Assumption wins the girls' side with 43 points, and Phillips comes in second with 55. Auburndale third, the Shawamigan girls in fourth. Stratford fifth, Marathon sixth, Edgar seventh, Riblake in ninth, Athens 10th, and the 11th place finisher was Abbotsford. On the boys' side in the team competition, we talked a little bit about the girls' rankings a little bit later, the girls' individual performances rather a little bit earlier. But on the boys' side, hang on just a second here because my computer I'm reading it off of all of a sudden decided to not cooperate. I'll get you those in just a second. We had high school football last night. Of course, Phillips, they topped Shawamigan to capture the conference championship last night. Congratulations to Coach Precor and the crew on that win last night for the Phillips Loggers. So the boys, here you go, the boys' side. The Merriwood champion is Rib Lake. They totaled 44 points, edging out Phillips with 47. Stratford came in third for the boys in the Merriwood cross country last night. Marathon in fifth, fourth. Shawamigan fifth, Edgar sixth, Assumption in seventh, Auburndale eighth, and Athens in ninth. We'll get you a link to all the individual and team results at the 98QCountry.com sports section. We'll get that to you a little bit later on this morning. Always check out 98QCountry.com. That website's still a little bit under construction, but a lot of new fun things added, again, at 98QCountry.com.
Cozy you up this fall and winter at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Join them Wednesday through Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. for amazing specials. Dive into their Shrimp Palooza for just $15 on Wednesdays. Savor mouthwatering prime rib sandwiches on Thursdays. Indulge in a fantastic Friday fish fight featuring perch, walleye, and stuffed flounder. Don't miss Saturday's prime rib and lobster. Book your fall weddings, holiday gatherings, and business Christmas parties now at 715-762-4447. Please check their Facebook for special events. Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Just look for the big deal.
Lakeland Kids Closet in Minocqua is the perfect one-stop resale shop in the Northwoods for a variety of items. Clothes, accessories, sporting goods, home decor, toys, and more. Plus, you'll find brand new Lakeland T-Bird gear to show your school spirit. Every purchase supports the Lakeland Union Wings program, helping special education students ages 18 to 21. Most resale items are $5 or less. Let your dollar grow further at Lakeland Kids Closet. Open weekdays 8:30 to 3:15, next to Papa Murphy's in Minocqua. Donations welcome.
People just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Wouldn't it be nice to have fully funded local public schools and not have to pass referenda increasing our property taxes to keep them open? Wouldn't it be nice to have affordable child care and paid family leave? Stupid questions. Of course it would be nice. So why don't we have these things? Instead of funding these things, our Republican state legislators wanted to give those making over $400,000 a year a large tax cut and removed a 10% tax cut for us from the budget. How does that help us? Our communities have already lost too much. How much more are we willing to lose before we realize that these people elected to represent us aren't? We need to stop cutting taxes for the rich and corporations and instead make them pay their fair share of taxes and join us in supporting our communities. Think carefully about who you vote for and make your vote a positive one for our communities.
Paid for by Patriotic Millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Witches, vampires, werewolves, and ghouls. It's time for Jack's Corner Bar's Halloween Bash on Saturday, October 19th. Costumes are essential with cash prizes for the top three. The spooky fun starts at 8 p.m. featuring music by Taste of Jamaica, plus dastardly drink specials and food. So be there or be scared for a howling good time at Jack's Corner Bar on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Guests must be 21 to enter.
Northwood Service Center is your one-stop shop for Northwood's fun. Whether it's time to play or time to pack away, don't settle for less. Get your whole watercraft winterized by a certified power sports technician. Bring Jared your boat and your outboard motor. He's the one you want working the whole checklist and protecting your investment with the highest quality shrink wrap. They'll even park it for you and keep it safe at the new Northwood Service Center storage lot. Get your boat taken care of, winterized, wrapped, and stored at Northwood Service Center next to Valley Laundry in Park Falls. 715-518-9118.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Fall Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from October 11th through the 21st. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny and still windy today. We'll get to around 70 this afternoon with wind south at 15 to 25. A few sprinkles tonight, 48 tomorrow. Clouds, a few sprinkles in the morning. More sun in the afternoon with a high of 68. Sunday, sunny with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
98 Q Country.
Yeah, girl, been digging on you, sipping on drink number two, and trying to come up with some smooth, and waiting on the right time to make my move. But I just can't wait no more, can't let you slip out that door. Prettiest thing I ever seen before, got me spinning around, I ain't even on the dance floor. You're seeking that money maker like a heartbreaker, like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight. I bet your kiss is soul saving. My favorite flavor, wanting now and later. I never seen nothing that I want so bad. Girl, I gotta give me some of that. Yeah, gotta give me some of that. Little more what you're doing right there. Swinging your hips and slinging your hair. Side to side, what you drink in the air. Lord, have mercy now, girl, I swear. Number in my phone, gotta give me some of you alone. We can worry about it later on. Right now, just keep making this my favorite song. You're shaking that money maker like a heartbreaker, like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight. I bet your kiss is soul saving. My favorite flavor, wanting now and later. I never seen nothing that I want so bad, girl. I gotta. Gotta give me some of that. Some of that. Yeah, gotta give me some of that. In the ride by my side down the highway, in the dark in my arms in your driveway, all because of last night you threw my way. Yeah, girl, you got a way of shaking that money maker like a heart. Like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight. I bet your kiss is a soul saver. My favorite flavor, wanting now and later. I've never seen nothing that I want so bad. Girl, I gotta get me some of that. I gotta get me some of that.
Thomas Rhett,
I want it now and later.
98Q Country. Keyword today, if you have not qualified for our backyard barbecue yet, furniture. Furniture. If you don't know how to spell it, ask somebody. It's too many letters. Furniture. Schwamigan Home Furniture, one of our sponsors. Furniture keyword. Text that to us through the free Civic Media app, and we'll do our best to get you in for our backyard barbecue giveaway Wednesday, October 30th. We'll check out the latest in news coming right up on 98Q Country.
I woke up again this morning, and when you know it, pouring rain. I went and burned a pot of coffee, and like us, I poured it down the drain. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go. I know I said I wouldn't miss you, but now I'm saying I'm a fool. You're on the feel-good side of leaving.
so sad comeback song. And now I'm laying down without you in this king-size empty bed. And I wish I had my arms around you, but I'll just dream of you instead. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go was wrong. Baby, I know this is my get back, come back. Hey, I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go, and letting you go was wrong. And baby, I know you got your radio on, so this is my best comeback song. Oh, yeah, yeah. I know I said I wouldn't miss ya. I said I wouldn't miss ya, girl.
Country.
I want a tracker boat on a big blue lake and a brand new truck in my driveway. A lotto ticket worth $1 million and a bigger one on the wall. I want my boys, my team to win, wailing on the radio again. I want what I want. But hey, don't we all? When that sun goes down at the end of the day, there's just one thing I can't lose. If you're by my side, I'm better than alright. Baby, all I need is you. I wanna take a trip in a Chevrolet to a beach house down on 38. Have the Gulf of Mexico sitting right in my backyard. But as long as you're right here in my arms, when that sun goes down at the end of the day, there's just one thing I can't lose. If you're by my side, I'm better than alright. Baby, all I need is you in the morning, you in the night, you every day for the rest of my life. Wildest dream, I could give it all up, you still have everything. But when that sun goes down at the end of the day, there's just one thing I can't lose.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hamas is speaking for the first time since its leader, Yahya Sinwar, was killed Thursday by Israeli forces. A top Hamas official says they will not return hostages until there's a ceasefire